I believe that things happen for a reason. Marilyn Monroe once said, I believe that everything happens for a reason. People change so you can learn to let go. Things go wrong so you can learn to appreciate them when they're right. You believe lies so you can eventually learn to trust no one but yourself. I played basketball since the first grade. Last season, I had my biggest injury. Before, I've got injuries, but not as serious. At the time, I was playing on 3 different teams and soon to be 4. I played for almost 2 months into the season. During a school basketball game, we were playing against Connellsville. I was going in for the layup, and this girl was trying to block me. And she ended up pushing me to my side, and I fell on my ankle. My ankle ended up popping out of place. My mom took me to the hospital, and they had to pop back into place. I was screaming in pain the whole time. Then, when I finally got in, they said that I had a sprained ankle. I was so close to breaking my ankle. But luckily, I didn't. Then I was out for the rest of the in-house and school. But it was mid-season, and I was still on 2 teams. Norm Travel and Stars of America. I was finally cleared to start practicing after 6 weeks, but still no physical contact. I would train to 2 to 3 hours a day for 6 days a week. I would sometimes push myself to my limit. I was determined to finish basketball season and be better than ever. Finally, after 9 weeks, I was cleared to play games. But my coach wanted me to wait a couple of more days to make sure I was 100% better. When I came back, I had the best season on record, with over 100 points and almost 85% of my foul shots. Sometimes, when I think about it, it was good that I had my injury, and that I was meant to be pushed harder and harder so I could succeed that basketball season. Another story is when my grandparents would always tell me stories when I was younger. During the 1950s and 60s, World War II and Vietnam started. There was a story of Bob and Mary. Bob was stationed out into Vietnam for almost 7 months. In any of his free time, he would write to his girlfriend, Mary, and she would write back. The first few months went by easily and fast for Mary, thinking that it would go fast. And finally, the 7 months ended, and Bob came home. But when he came home, he found Mary packing up her things. Mary wanted to start a family. She wanted to get married and have kids soon, but Bob wasn't ready to have kids yet, so Mary left him. But just after a couple of hours, he realized he wanted to be with Mary for the rest of his life, and he would do anything to be with her. Bob went searching for Mary and found her. He told her that he was ready to start a family because that would mean he would be with her for the rest of his life. He would do anything to make her happy. I've always loved Bob and Mary's story because it's also the story of my grandparents. By Mary leaving Bob, he realized that he wanted to be with her and that things happen for a reason so they can see each other and be together forever. To me, almost everything happens for a reason. It might not always be a good thing, but you can learn from your bad mistakes. Back to when I had my injury, injuries aren't always a good thing. I think it was strange at first that I had my injury, but by me having my injury, I was trying to get back to where I was skill-wise because I was off my ankle for 6 weeks and didn't have contact for 9. By me practicing every day for hours made me realize that if I worked hard enough and perfected my skills, I would come back soon and strong. And my grandparents' story, Bob thought that everything was going to return to normal when he turned home, but he didn't know what Mary was feeling in that she was going to leave. He wanted to make Mary happy no matter what. But by this happening made him think that he needed to go after her. You never know. Something could happen years, months, minutes, or seconds ago. Could lead to something happening in the near or far future. Something has to happen before something new happens.